Okay, so I wrote in this letter. You know how someone's been leaving you letters in your locker, in your desk? Sometimes at work you see those little things. And I know you really like getting them because you always smile and put them away before you let anyone else see because it's a secret between the two of us, right? So this one I'll leave for you to read a little bit later. Are you doing? I hope I didn't tie you down too tightly. It's, like there's no other way to go about it. I needed to keep you safe from everyone else, and I really care for you, so I didn't want you to hurt yourself trying to escape. What do you think? I've borrowed this medical facility, so it's kind of like a bunker, really good for, like, say there's nuclear warfare. We're far enough underground, there's medical facilities, I can take care of you. And I've even got food stockpiled for days. And I've learned how to cook recently. So there's that. I just want you to be happy here because I care for you so much, and you know that, right? Oh, well, you can't respond past that gag, but I know you do. And, don't worry. They're not going to talk to you anymore. Those friends of yours, they did get a little close. So I've mostly cut off your communications to them. Like right now you can't move because I've pinned you down to that chair. I hope it's comfortable. I did pad it in advance, so you could have a nice stay while you're here. I got you. Don't worry about it. So, I didn't really have an idea for our first date, but this is good enough, right? You're here, I'm here. You're here. I promise, though. We're gonna have a great time, and you're never gonna want to leave me. Okay, so you probably know this already by now, but I did go through all your stuff to figure out the things you liked. Right, I mean, that's why you followed me in the first place. I went through every single file on your computer a while back. So, there shouldn't be any compatibility issues. And now that I've got a more comprehensive view of you, and we can always just develop everything together, right? So if you just stay there for a moment. I've actually got coffee brewing on the side. I know you really like that. There's a few cookies around the corner as well. So just hold up one second, okay? Okay. I'm just gonna ungag you for now. Take a few deep breaths. We're very far underground, so it's okay if you scream. I know you're a little startled. It's just gonna take a bit to transition into this situation for you, okay? Good. Okay. Your screaming voice is lovely. But here, you haven't eaten in a while, I know. So just open your mouth. All right, that's it. Careful. It's okay. I'll just wipe up everything you drop. It's all good. I've also set up like a cleaning facility. If you haven't noticed, I actually already washed your body before you woke up. I didn't want imprints from anyone else, anything else getting on you. So that's that. Now the only thing that's going to be on your skin is what I want on you. No. I'm not going to hurt you, remember? I'm here to take care of you. Yeah, so I know you've been really stressed out lately. What's getting, well, I know what's getting to you. You're a little frustrated down there. So okay, to preface this, I haven't been with anyone. That's because I only have eyes for you, and I decided that long time ago, you could do with me whatever you wanted, as long as it made you happy. And when I was looking, when I was confirming your interest, I realized you do like to be dominated a little. So, and teased. So that's half the reason why I have you bound up right now, so you can't resist. Just don't move. I'm going to bite on your neck very gently. Think that was your heart rate going up. And I'm gonna. Well, I brought a knife to cut open your clothes, so just give me 1 second. Your nipples are erect. I am happy I can do that to you, and there are goosebumps everywhere. Are you cold? I can warm you up a little. Good, good. You are, and you're ticklish, right? So that will get your blood flowing a little bit. No, I haven't tried this on anyone before you ask. I've just been doing mental training for you. So if I see that you're responding, I take it that I'm just gonna bind your mouth again, okay? Just breathe in deeply. Right, I'm gonna take your pants off, because we know that's where you want to be touched. And stroke my fingers down your skin. So hard. Is that for me? But you like being teased, right? So I'm just gonna just suck a little, then. I just keep in mind you can't come until I get a storage container because we need to keep all your sperm safe for future generations. I don't want to waste any of your bodily fluids. I just always wanted to tell you how much I loved you, but there were all those girls that were getting in the way. Your parents were in the way. Everyone was blocking you from me. So Yeah, that's what happened, remember? So, I called you over one night, dressed in the clothes you like. And well, for I was worried about you during transportation, so I knocked you out with in like there's something mixed in your drink. I hope it tasted good. I made that myself. Yeah, you're no, sorry, what? Oh, your girlfriend? You mean that eyesore? She's okay. I mean, I sent her body parts to the police station so they could put her back together, I guess, if they want to do that. I'm not sure why. She wasn't very pretty. Maybe for like. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe her parents will miss her. I don't know. They actually, I've rigged up something so that their house will blow in a bit, just because we can't let them know that she was ever with you, because you're mine, and nobody can have any association with you. Yeah. So right now the records are being destroyed. I might have not done the greatest job doing that. Hold up. Hey. Hey. Is there? No. I realized while I was talking to you, I just left you hard like that, and you're not so hard anymore. So we do need to fix that. I do want to have your children soon, because I've got an entire nursery set up. So just okay, j just wait here. I'm going to get something to help you with that. I can even untie you if you want. Maybe just like your hands. The chair is bolted to the floor and I've kind of got you cuffed. So I don't think you'll be going anywhere with that. But if you do act like touch my computer, it's set up so that everything is locked. If there's any family that you haven't told me about, now's a good time to go try contact them. This way I can see where they are. So we can keep our relationship clean, free from outsiders. Okay, I'm just gonna. Okay, I'll be back. There is surveillance everywhere here, so just give me a holler if you need anything, and I'll see you soon.